Penguin Random House Audio presents Historically Black Phrases, from I, One of Your Little Friends, to Who All Gonna Be There? By Jarrett Hill and Trayvell Anderson. This is the author, Jarrett Hill. Introduction. Do you remember the first time you recognized that Black people speak differently than others? For media personality and journalist Char Jocelle, it was when, at 4 or 5 years old, she mistook Lord Have Mercy for Lord Ham Mercy and asked her mom for clarification. That's when I realized things were a bit different, she says, because we had daily oral language as part of our language arts classes in elementary school. But around family and around church, tongues were a little bit more lax. For writer-director Patrick Ian Polk, it was when, as part of the first generation of Black folks to go to desegregated schools in 1970s Mississippi, he found himself in classes with white students and became more conscious of an ability and need to code switch as a means of fitting into two worlds.
For actress Danielle Pinnock, who grew up in a predominantly Patois-speaking community of Black folks, it was when she went to private school and was made fun of for pronouncing three like tree. Or when a little white girl on her elementary school bus violated cardinal rule number one of Black communication, thou shalt not talk about people's mama, and got mollywopped. As Black people, we all have a moment that comes to mind when we first realized just how unique our ways of speaking can be. All too often, however, we were and are told by broader society that how we weave together parts of speech is wrong, or a violation of grammatical mores. We're given all these narratives about things being broken or our language being messed up, country, ghetto, lazy, says Dr. Anne H. Charity Hudley, a professor of education, linguistics, and African American studies at Stanford University. And the result is a great difficulty in getting people to understand, even other Black people, that Black language is a language. It's part of our culture and something that should be documented and studied and taught. How we talk that talk is special. It's got some seasoning on it, says actor Marquis Richardson, but it's also not monolithic.
I think of flavor, adds media personality and actor Kalen Allen. We put our own spin on how to say certain things. We add a lot of emphasis. Polk cited a particular musicality, rhythm, and attitude that we all seem to have or are able to more easily understand than our non-Black counterparts. It's something from the outside looking in that you can't understand, and from the inside looking out, you can't explain, says Dr. Charles H.F. Davis III, professor at the University of Michigan. Put more simply, if you know, you know.
Dr. Charity Hudley explains, when I think of Black language and culture, what I think about is what it tells me about the human mind, the human condition, and how culture is formed. It shows how we as Black people have been able to share and create in these places and spaces in a way that now everybody's trying to sound and be like us. It shows something way past resilience into how art is made in the world. Our speech is art made verbal. I'm talking about the lexicon, the vocabulary, but I'm also talking about the grammatical practices, the sound, she continues. I'm talking about intonation. I'm talking about the way that I tell stories, the way that I express myself in the world, culturally and creatively. And even though there are variations in dialects and accents, the ways something may be said in the Northern California Bay Area is connected to what's said in Charleston, South Carolina, which is connected to what's said in Orange, New Jersey, which is connected to what's said in Kansas City, Missouri, which is connected to what's said in Chicago, Illinois. This is the impact of the Great Migration, as evidenced by a joke Jocelle heard growing up. Chicagoans ain't nothing but Mississippi niggas with coats on.
How might you describe the ways we speak? The distinctly us, but difficult to pinpoint ways we communicate. Every Black person from here to Mozambique could answer in a different way, and we would still never really explain the specific sounds, tones, inflections, and necessary gestures that make it all mean this and not that. Historically Black Phrases is a celebration of that complexity. It's a fun yet thoughtful documenting and recording into written history of the ways we've said what we said and told our stories in our way. Our culture-shaping way. Our industry-building way. are neck-rolling, fist-dapping, tooth-sucking, stereotype-defying, community-building, boundary-breaking, justice-seeking, expectation-exceeding, always innovative way. For far too long, we've been told that our language is broken, or unprofessional, or difficult to understand. And so, we felt like we can only flex our true linguistic brilliance when we're at the cookout or in the club or otherwise unconcerned with respectability and the white gaze. But the legitimacy of how we talk is not incumbent upon others' approval.
As you listen to this audiobook, we hope it takes you down memory lane. We hope it reminds you of roasting each other on the playground or running home before the streetlights come on. We hope you're transported back to the church pew or ball or house party where blackness was on full display. We hope it's the source of nostalgia-induced laughs and plenty of carrying on. And we know that you know there's not just one black experience, so no single text could fully represent the vastness of our language. This book is about pride and preservation. Historically Black Phrases is our love letter to our people. We see you. We see each other.
Chapter 1. Gossip and Storytelling.
This, That, and the Third. Pronunciation, phonetic. Translation, unnecessary information. Usage, describes largely irrelevant information. Often used in the course of telling a story when the speaker needs or wants to expedite the narrative, a verbal montage. Example, she was telling me all of these reasons why she couldn't come to the party. She had to work, she was tired, this, that, and the third, Frank told Jasmine about Mariah's absence.
Quiet as it's kept. Pronunciation, phonetic. Translation, this may typically go unspoken, but usage. This is a precursor to tea spilling. Refer to tea in Chapter 7. Usually, this tea is something that's not typically conversed about in mixed company or in quarters in which it's about to be said. Lean in. This could be fun. Example. Sitting next to Mother Johnson in church was often a challenge for little Sadie, but it had its perks. Some Sundays during the sermon, Mother Johnson would lean over and whisper, quiet as it's kept, and say one scandalous thing or another about the pastor.
No way. Pronunciation, phonetic. Translation, in the first place. Usage. Like a suffix on a word, added to a statement for emphasis. Sometimes said in jest. Akin to begin with, when speaker wants to indicate a premeditated determination of disapproval, whether said determination was actually made in advance or not. Example. When Portia realized Kenya held an event without inviting her, she said, I didn't want to come to your little party no way. Refer to Little in Chapter 9.
I'll holla. Pronunciation, phonetic. Translation, I will talk to you at an undetermined time in the future. Usage, a salutation expressing intent, legitimate or otherwise, to follow up. Usually said among friends or others, the speaker is likely to cross paths with again. Example, taking a closer look in the mirror, Marcus was feeling fly with his fresh fade. He paid his barber, dapped him up, and said, all right, I'll holla.
You telling me. Pronunciation, phonetic. Translation, I wholeheartedly believe you because I have already experienced what you are communicating to me. Usage. As a standalone statement, this expresses the relatability of what's being shared. It's also used to express solidarity over a shared experience, similar to been there, done that. As an introductory statement, it can also denote a recap of information that everyone listening already knows. Example, upset that they were passed over for a promotion, Brian vented their frustrations to Romeo. "Child, you telling me," said Romeo.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?